Hi, Joelle. I just heard you talking about the competition and the internal competition and what it does to guys. But Raphael Harvey-Pinard looks like a guy who's not thinking too much out there. He looks like a guy who's reacting. What do you make so far of how he's playing and maybe the confidence that he's gaining with the way you're throwing him over the boards as often?
Yeah, he's playing. He's a hockey player. I thought he was one of our best players tonight. He plays hard. He plays well. He plays the right way. He's comfortable with the pace of the game. He's comfortable with the adversity. So he's not perfect like anybody else, but you're right. He does look comfortable. And any line like Tourman, he carries his weight. And for a small guy, he plays in the inside. So again, we're getting starting here after a lot of hockey. Some guys takes a little longer than another, but he certainly acclimated really quick.
Just one more thing on him. What are some of the things that you'll work on with him and some of the parts of his game that we'll have to improve over time if he's going to continue to take leaps forward?
I don't like to talk about that on player too much, just because it kind of exposed them. A little bit, especially when he's North America, and sometimes I can talk about Arsene, being coming the transition from Europe to North American hockey. I can talk about physical strength when we talk about the younger guy. But when we get on typical and very specific things, I'd like to not talk about it just because it exposed the guy a little bit, and now people could start looking at this. So those are the only really two things I will talk about: adjustment to the game for guys. And I think he adjusted very well. So he just needs to grow, to be honest, to keep his game, to be the best RV Pinard that he can be on every level.
Fair enough. Thank you.
Amy Johnson.
Thank you. Joel, what can you tell us about, earlier today you were talking quite in depth about the importance and the length of time it takes to really perfect taking draws and taking faceoffs. And Jan Meshack tonight looked like, for someone as young as he is, he looks pretty confident at the faceoff dot, and did so in the World Juniors as well. Can you just talk about his play a little bit tonight?
Yeah, I thought, for young guys, it's still a junior player. I thought he did really well. And in some ways, he's still a young guy that's learning the game. And obviously, physical strength is a reality for him, and he knows that. But he's a sponge. He wants to get better. He's passionate. He's a good young man. He's fun to coach and to come to the game and be around the rink. So I thought he did well. It wasn't a really good game, to be honest, overall for us. Obviously, I think we shoot ourselves in the foot a little bit. I think some guys are trying to do too much and probably realize that the reality of 35 player. I don't know if the guys were forcing the play for that reason or because we were in control, even if we weren't playing very well. Hard to say sometimes how a player can react. And it's not my job to go in their head, but it's my job to talk about it. So for a young like Mysak, it was maybe, it's not the greatest game overall from the team to get in as a young man, but he definitely has passion, that's for sure.
Is it encouraging for you? Granted, it's only one loss and it's the first loss of the season, but you had some players out there in those final minutes of the game who were still working just as hard. Was that encouraging for you to see that that spirit and that will to win is still there?
Yeah, I don't think the effort was the problem, to be honest. I think our puck management, I think we forced the play a little too much, and I didn't see any chemistry, to be honest, between the guys. And that's what happens sometimes when you change lineup. The reality is that I had a plan for the weekend. It worked out great. Now I had a plan for this week. It didn't work out tonight, but it's a plan I have to do. I have to switch. I cannot stay with that same lineup. If you ask Joel Bouchard, the coach, and a lot of time I talk to you about AHL, I coach with Enkoff. And especially now, I got Enkoff everywhere because I need to play a lot of guys and I need to try guys and I need to put them in situation more than ever in the AHL. So it's I don't see it as a negative. I see it as a good challenge, and the guy's gonna have to grow and we're gonna be with them. So that's why my talk after the game was not to be mad, is to say, guys, we have to learn and you have to learn from that because Usually guys are in the lineup all the time. Now a lot of guys know that they're not going to be in the lineup next game. Mm-hmm. So you play with that, you play that game with that cloud over your head. Maybe some of them didn't manage it as well as they should, but I understand that.
Excellent. Thanks, Joel.
We'll take two more questions. We'll go to Jared Book and then Grant McCagg. Jared?
Hi, Joel. I know that there's a lot of things that are different this year from previous years, and including the guys in and out of lineup. But given how the first two games went and kind of everything was kind of going your way, is it kind of, do you look at it in a good way that you kind of have some adversity to kind of deal with?
Yeah, you know what? I'm glad the guys got a bit of the lesson. Like, I don't coach to lose. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But I'm not an NHL coach. I'm an AHL coach. And I'm not even, like, this is the weirdest league in the world. And now in the weirdest time with the weirdest concept to have 35 players. But we're embracing this. You know, we go to practice today. The chemistry is what it is among the player. They're doing great. They're working hard. But I felt tonight, everybody's got to realize that they got a job to do for themselves in some way in the team concept. I don't think our structure was bad. I don't think we looked terrible, to be honest. Like, they barely got anything the first half of the game scoring chances. Why? We didn't give anything, and we weren't even playing that great. But the reality is the guys were not feeling the game the right way, you know, not managing the puck the right way, not doing what they were doing last weekend. And now we have moving part guys coming in and out. So that adversity, I think, is good in a way that guys have to get it. When you have an opportunity, take it, man. And that's pro hockey. Like, there's people watching. You got to be good, man. It's your job. Now, a lot of guys didn't play, for a while. So we're going to, you know, respect that and let them feel it out. That's why, like I told them, I'm not doing video tomorrow. We're going to come back. We're going to keep working together. It's not about embarrassing the guy. We're so early in 36 game that we have, we got to manage every them, and they have to learn from themselves. So it's a.
And just to follow up on that, how hard is it to balance, you know, what you see in the game and knowing that it's their first game in a long time as well, right? How do you, is that's obviously part of the challenge?
Yeah, of course. You know, I cannot take it personal as a coach. Like I said, you know, which coach in his right friend of mine would have changed the lineup the way we played last weekend? Do you ever see that? But I got to do it. I got to do it, and I'm going to do it again Friday. What am I going to do? Sit young guys for weeks and weeks and weeks? Can do that. It's a development league with a winning environment. I don't think it was a losing environment tonight, but I felt for a lot of reason, a lot of guys didn't have their A game. And I don't think it's because they didn't care. I don't think it's because they didn't want to, you know, they weren't ready. I just think that the game got away from us a little bit for a different reason.
Thanks.
Grant McCagg.
Hey, Joel.
Hi.
All in all, last year you started the year 0-3, and it seemed like you were chasing a playoff spot the whole year. Like, you just could never, you know, because of that slow start, it just seemed like it was such a strong division last year that you could never, you know, get into a solid playoff spot. Going into this year and considering, you know, all the circumstances, 35-man roster, playing Belleville the first three games of the year, all in all, I guess, you know, if you'd have said you've been 2-1 to start, you must be fairly encouraged with the start to your season.
Yeah, I mean, I'm encouraged since the first day we start with the guy. You got to understand, AHL's different beast. Like, you're talking about last year. How many players do you think I used last year? And we used, take a guess. Like, we had 92 players over the last 2 years play. So, to me, you try in AHL, try to do the best you can. Like, you know, we got pummeled with injury at one point last year. We couldn't even, you know, and sometimes we had to sit veteran. So, you know, AHL is what it is. And this year, it's like what it is with the reality of 35 players. So, I'm happy with the performance in the weekend. I'm happy how the guy's been understanding. And to be honest tonight, I'm happy about a lot of things in the game that we did really well for the most part. And then a few plays here and here got away from us, kind of, you know, became a 2-1 game and all of a sudden it became rapidly a 4-1 game. Some guys crack because, you know, there's a lot of pressure on the player. They want to do well. Like I said, a lot of them knows they're not going to play next game. We have a plan of 5 days this week. I would like to be smooth and everybody loves it, but trust me, I had personal meeting one-on-one with a lot of guys already. I'm trying to do the best I can and they get that. They've been great, but we can compare this year to a normal year, or we can compare the AHL to a normal team because it's all about developing, winning environment, guys getting called up. Like, there's too many moving parts for a coach to, you try to do the best you can. And, you know, the guys are trying to do the best they can. You remember, that's their career. It's a career on the line. They have contract. They need money. They need to go to the NHL. They need to. So it's a lot of pressure on them. And I thought tonight we just didn't manage the reality of this game. But it wasn't terrible. The score doesn't bother me that much.
Gouley, how long do you figure it'll be before? Any idea?
No, I don't know, but he's progressing nicely. And, you know, it's a joy to have him around. So, yeah,
it's going to be. Good character kid, eh?
Yeah, he's been great. He's a sponge, and he's just really progressed, like I said, the whole camp. It's too bad we cannot see him in game. It's too bad you guys can't see him, but we're going to be smart, and we're going to do things the right way with him.
Thanks, Joel.
Thank you.
Merci, Joel, et merci à tout le monde. Bonne fin de soirée. Merci, coach.
Merci.